Poolworks pre-game interview.
Thanks to Poolworks, here's Birchie.
Macca, a huge clash today, obviously, and an opportunity to progress through to a prelim. And you've had the wood on Newtown and Cheerwell this season, but today obviously presents a very different challenge. Finals time, a different intensity altogether, and anything can happen, particularly in these conditions. What are going to be some of the key messages to navigate this tricky wind out there today?
Yeah, thanks, Jane. It doesn't really matter what's happened previously to date, I don't think, when it gets to the finals. Different teams, different personnel, both teams will play in the same conditions. But, I'm sure both clubs' feedback to our players will be very similar about playing to the conditions, getting the contest right, taking some territory, getting the ball to the right side of the ground to take your shots and ideally take your shots from as close to goal as you can, because as we're seeing in the reserves game at the moment, it's very challenging kicking goals from any distance.
And obviously you've got a key role to play in this finals campaign, but as we've seen in the headlines, and the boys will probably ask you a bit more about it, you've secured another gig. I think you and I have something in common where you can't say no to things, because to have the energy to take on a gig like Ocean Grove, it'll be a huge task, which obviously you're very aware of. But how are you feeling this week? Obviously you've had to tell the playing group, and that's all come out in the media, and what were your thoughts behind accepting that position down there?
Yeah, well, firstly, just on the South Barwon piece, I've really enjoyed my time there, and it's been great to get to another GFL club and see how that operates after being at Newtown for 8 seasons. Yes, I have an integral role to play for the next, for the rest of the month, and be doing everything in my power to make sure our midfield's playing the best football it can and have the biggest impact I can before I obviously depart and go full bottle into my new role as the senior coach at Ocean Grove. So, yeah, really excited about that. It's very interesting, Jane. It was only 3 weeks ago. Certainly wasn't on my radar. Wasn't really sure what I'd do in 2027. And got a call from Mick Stanley, an ex-Newtown player, and very out of the blue, and asked me if I'd like to come down and have a chat with them. And out of respect, I thought, well, yeah, why not? I'll go and meet with them. And one thing led to another. The next week I was having another meeting, and the next week I was signing up as a senior coach. So really excited about it. I love a challenge. Clearly their senior program is not where they'd like it to be, but lots of other things around that senior program in a really healthy position, and that's probably the driver for me. Going to a club with a town as big as it is, with a junior base as big as it is, and lots of really good things happening there. So, lots of work to happen in the senior football program, but like you, couldn't say no, and really, really keen to get into it.
Macca, congratulations. We're wrapped for you, and it's great to see you back in senior coaching ranks. What has the 2 years done for you in terms of how you view your coaching style and your philosophy? Has there been some tweaks to it working under somebody like Mark Neild?
Yeah, definitely. Look, I've enjoyed not having to recruit, review, and deal with all the issues that you have to do at senior level. But it's quite interesting. On some levels, I've really missed that as well. I think as a senior coach, you manage so many things not outside of just coaching, and probably that's my personality. I like generally taking on more than I can chew at different stages, and really working with the development of a club, and probably haven't had to do that too much at South Barwon because it's in a really healthy position with obviously a very experienced senior coach. So lots of learning. They certainly do things differently than what we did at Newtown, in some respects, and a lot of elements are very similar, but it's been a very experienced coaching group to work with, and obviously the three guys that I'm working with at the moment, and we've all got along really well, so it's been an enjoyable period of time, and hopefully it will become more enjoyable at the back end of the season. The
job already starts. Were you here at first bounce for the under-18 qualifying final, which featured Ocean Grove?
Yeah, I missed the first half, but I got to their game last week and watched them play against West. That was still sitting on the fence whether I was going to say yes to the role. That was last Saturday, and I made my decision on Sunday. So, seen a half last week and a half this week. Lots to like about that team. Obviously, a Bellarine team having a Division 1 Colts team that's regularly playing finals football was a, a bit of a driver of mine to think, well, there's a pipeline of players here. It's a matter of then seeing some of those guys progress into senior football on a regular basis. So, you know, that's, I suppose, the strength of Ocean Grove at the moment.
Macca, the decision to go to the Ballerine and leave the GFNL, obviously there's been some jobs, or there are some jobs around in the GFNL. I mean, I'm not sure you want to drive down the highway to Colac, so that was probably one of them. But your decision to make that in terms of where you're at the moment from a coaching position yourself and your family and all the other bits and pieces, and obviously with Ocean Grove where they're at, did it just feel like that was the right spot for you to go?
Yeah, it sort of did. I always thought if I went back into senior coaching again, it'd be making sure it's, you know, a club of my choice, not just a club for the sake of being a senior coach again. Yep. And, you know, there might have been some opportunities at the end of last season that I could have looked at, but I just thought, you know, going to South Darwin for 1 year and then leaving it after a year just didn't feel right for me. Mm. You know, committing for a couple of years and trying to have an impact was really the thing that I wanted to see out. And I just thought if some roles become available at the end of this season that might be of interest. Reality is there hasn't been many roles that have become available. Yep. Obviously a couple at GFL level, and the club that we're here at West is one of them, which obviously has found themselves a very experienced coach. It was quite interesting that Buddha called me about that role many weeks ago, asking if I'd be interested in it, and there it is, he ends up in the job himself. But yeah, look, for me, Ocean Grove felt appealing just based on its demographic, the size of the town and where it's at. And, you know, I think it's a club that's got a proud history and some really passionate people that are keen to see it get back to being a genuine contender. So with that model and that sort of mindset, it was really appealing to me.
Do you have an understanding that the senior coach at South Bowen will ring you every Sunday and probably check into what that's happening? Because he's one of the blokes who does have a buy-in at that club.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, in fairness to Nildy, it's something that we discussed at length about before I actually went any further, or even met with Ocean Grove. So we caught up for breakfast one morning, and you know,
King of the Castle.
Yeah, it was King of the Castle.
Standard.
And
it's his office.
As we know, it's a club that he's had great success at, and he's very passionate about. So there was a period of time where it actually looked like he was going to be the coach there, and the fact that obviously didn't eventuate, you know, allowed myself to have a look at it. So go there with his blessings. He's quite excited with the fact that someone he knows and trusts is going to the club that he's really passionate about.
Absolutely. For Pool Works, got a dirty pool or spark, or Pool Works Geelong, Talk Air and Ocean Grove, speaking with South Bowen assistant coach Damien McMahon on K-Rock Footy. There was a lot of confusion. There was one Dean McMahon leaving the Ballerine. There was one Dean McMahon going out, one going in during the week. Damo, did your phone blow up a little bit?
Oh, look, there's always been a bit of confusion around Damien McMahon's. There's actually three of them in Geelong, two very similar age and one a lot younger. But all my friends back in Perth, they get a bit confused when they see another Dame McMahon in the headlights, and then they see a photo and realise there's a big gap in age and size and shape.
Dallo.
Macca, talking about today's game, you come up against a team that's got some experienced players, and obviously Stevie's an experienced football brain. Do you look deeply into them as a team and the what-ifs around what you need to be able to do today, or are you more heavily focused just on backing your own system in and letting it roll from there?
Yeah, it's a great question, Matt. Look, for me, obviously being the ex-coach of this club and knowing a big chunk of the players that are out there, I probably look at lots of what-ifs and how those guys will play and perform. Tried not to impart too much of that onto our group at South Bowen. We're very much about what we're doing and how we play, and doing that really well. So that's really the key message. At different stages in the game, yeah, we might draw on some of that if required. But yeah, majority of our conversation with our players is about how we play and what we're going to do, more so than the opposition. And that's very stemmed from the senior coach and Neely. That's very much how he goes about business.
And last time you played, the front half press was a major impact in the game. Pressure lifts in finals. It's going to be even more important today, especially with the conditions that we see.
Yeah, look, the front half game for us is pretty important. You know, I think it's really important for any finals game. You know, watching the Cats last night, they got that right, and it was a big big indicator of why they dominated, you know, the second half versus in the first quarter. They couldn't get the ball into their front half or keep it there for any period of time. So, yeah, look, it's definitely a focus of ours, and we've got some great small forwards. We've got some really mature mids that are hard and tough and tackle and chase and put pressure on, and they'll need to do that to make sure that Newtown doesn't, you know, slingshot to the other end and really go hard at the goals, which we know is a strength of their game.
We could say good luck for lots of things. Good luck this afternoon. Big final series coming, but good luck for what's to come as well. We look forward to following you. Journey with Ocean Grove with much interest. We're obviously broadcasting Bellarine, so you're going to have to put up with us in 2027 at some stage. I suspect there might be a Battle of the Bridge that we'll rock up to at Steel Line Ray Menzies Oval, but it's going to be a lot of fun watching you try and rejuvenate a club that has been down for a heck of a long time and need to get themselves moving with all those talented kids, Macca. You're the man for the job. We wish you the best and can't wait to see what happens.
Thanks, Kingy. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Damien McMahon joining us on K-Rock Footy. Thanks to Poolworks. Got a dirty pool or spa. Call Poolworks, Geelong, Torquay and Ocean Grove.
K-Rock Football! Poolworks pre-game interview.